from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
I don't even care about Saturday now. I don't care about that. Mm-mm. No sirree, bub.
About September 8th, we good?
That's what I care about. That's what I aspire to discuss.
It seemed like it moved, right? It moved pretty quickly.
I moved my goalposts very quickly.
Yeah,
uprooted them and ran back.
We were sitting here debating the Seattle game. Hey, get some seasoning, take some hits. Hasn't taken a hit in so long, and see how that arm is doing.
So, you know, what do you want to do? Is it not even on the table anymore to play him on Saturday?
Oh, I assumed it was off the table.
It's off the table.
Yeah,
we're officially off the table.
Yeah,
I
want to make sure the arm has something left by the time we get this, to, you know, Game 1 against the Dallas Cowboys in front of Tom Brady and national television audience.
I don't want to overreact. This does cause some concern for the season, does it not? Does it not? I'm not a fearmonger if I say it causes me concern for the season. We got a lot of emotional people out there. Am I a fearmonger if I say this causes me concern for the season? Like, I don't think anybody assumed that he was going to play all 17 games, but when I hear arm soreness, I just want to hear he's fine and that he's going to be good to go. You could say he's fine and he's good. And I know that Stefanski had said, like, oh, I held him out, this, that, and the other. Yeah, we tend to be overreactionary to this. So I'm trying not to be, but it's hard not to be because they're not going to go anywhere if they don't have him. And you could say, well, he's not that good and they're not going to go anywhere anyway. That's not the argument I'm trying to make with people. And I really don't even want to hear that argument. Fine, if you just think he sucks, I don't know. It's been 2.5 years. Fine, whatever. Obviously, nothing's going to change your argument except for him going out there and playing on the field. Have we not had this discussion time and time again over the last 8 months now, over the entire offseason? Well, he did this against Baltimore, but he did that against Baltimore in the first half. I mean, we've done that to death. And I think a lot of people wanted to see him because they just wanted to see him go out there and play to some level so they could start to decide whether or not they think he's going to be good for this year. Not that it even matters, but they wanted to do that. And now it's just gotten to the point where, hey, if you think the guy's bad, you think the guy's bad, and I'm not going to be able to do anything to change your mind, and he's not going to be able to do anything to change your mind except for go out there and play. But if he's not available to go out there and play, that is part of the argument that's going to be used against him. So here we are. Here we are. This is it, and I'm just willing to head on out to Seattle, do it with Jameis Winston, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, Tyler Huntley, see those two, whether or not they have to, quote-unquote, battle it out for that third position in the quarterback room, and then we get ready for the Dallas Cowboys, and hopefully he's okay, but this is obviously going to be a story until the end of the season.
Well,
so there you go.
We were hoping for a few takeaways, I think, after the Seattle game, how the offense was looking. Now, that doesn't mean, like, everybody's going to sit now, right? You're still going to get everybody.
There's going to be plenty of people playing.
Jameis Winston throwing the football.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there's still going to be some takeaways then because, you know, Jerry Jeudy will be out there, and it'll be nice to see at least some indications of a new offense. The other thing you go to is we were just told all along, ahead of schedule. Does it seem still that Deshaun Watson is ahead of schedule, or now is it on schedule, or now is it behind schedule?
I think it would still, if he's still going to practice and he's still scheduled to play on, what day the hell, September 8th, if he's still scheduled to play on September 8th, then away you go. Except that he was good to go until about 10:30 in the morning on week four. And then that changed. So it's not like we haven't been through this before. This is not technically our first rodeo on all this. So that's going to cause great concern to fans. So listen, there's nothing I'm going to sit here and say to lie about my emotions of it. The season hinges on him. So when I hear about general soreness of his arm, I'm concerned.
Well,
I tried
been,
to look up
honest,
other quarterbacks. I know that other quarterbacks been, get days off.
We would have been really excited.
He did.
Had he have been out there in Seattle uncorking a few.
Yeah, of course.
And that arm looked good. Even if they were incomplete, you'd be like, all right, arm is fine.
Yep.
Now it just delays that, right? And maybe we'll see that. Maybe we'll see that against the Cowboys and laugh about. We'll laugh and laugh and laugh, Kenny, about all these conversations we're having now.
I obviously hope so.
I think that's still in play. Like the question is, do you believe Stefanski? Is it at face value? Do you take it at face value?
Why would he ever tell us the truth? Why would he ever tell us exactly what's going on at the exact time?
Well,
that's not going to happen.
That's the hard part. You brought up last year and some of the weeks where we were debating just this. I mean, is he ready to go? Is he not ready to go? How's he looking? How's he feeling? The confidence level. And that's kind of the other thing I want to get back to is confidence-wise. Not fans' confidence, because that depends on the fan. Some fans are overly confident and delusional all the time. Others are negative Nancys and, you know, tend to be very, very down on things. In this case, Deshaun Watson's confidence. What is his confidence going to be out there week one? September 8th is that magical date. That is a 4:25 kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
And the world will be watching that game because it's the Cowboys and Tom Brady's going to be on the call and the Browns are loaded and the Cowboys are just expected to be pretty good every year and there's pressure all over the board. What is that confidence going to be on Deshaun Watson if he basically doesn't take any real reps the entire training camp? Like he's never been hit.
I think everybody's going to be holding their breath.
He's just done drills.
Everybody's just going to be holding their breath.
Doing that weird towel thing.
Everybody's just going to be holding their breath on it. That's all they're going to do. So the next 2 weeks are going to be a pensive what if. And yeah, we keep doing the whole, we have no choice but to do whataboutism here because we don't know. I mean, it's his shoulder, and I don't know how it was repaired. I told you before, I was at that event down in Canton. What was that? March, if I'm not mistaken. And I told you about that doctor. Dustin scared the bejesus out of me when it came to all this. But I've seen the video. I've seen it in my own two eyes of what he's able to do. So that like made me okay. But now, if there's soreness there, okay, how good is he going to be for an entire 17-game season? Because before, it's like, okay, it's a physical position. Guys get held out. We talked about protecting himself, which I think this is a slam dunk. He needs to do more to protect himself on the field. So that's something we can talk about ad nauseum over the next couple of weeks here. Because if we're going to talk about general soreness, has he ever had a day for soreness before? I'm not getting any answer from anybody, so I'm assume no. So if he hasn't had a day for general soreness before,
no, I don't
know. It's going to cause concern.
My non-answer is that I have no idea. I haven't monitored the general soreness part of it.
I wasn't blaming you for a non-answer. I didn't think that any of us knew off the top of our
honestly,
head.
Honestly, like, he's been here for what? This is going into the third season?
Going into
the
year
first
three.
Season, he missed 11 games, so did he have a lot of time to be sore there?
No.
Last year, he played 6 games, and then he got...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Injured, so did he have a lot of time to be sore there?
But that's the thing here that I think is a little concerning.
Well, he was injured in between.
Maybe he was sore in those days.
I imagine when he was injured in between, there was some soreness in there.
I think the thing that is a little concerning here is he has not had a full workload. It has not been close to a full workload. Anybody that's been out there every day is like, he kind of took... kind of took today off. Like it's been nowhere near what some of the other quarterbacks are being asked to do.
But you understand the truth just sits there right in your face. Like, okay, we paid the freight for the trade when it comes to the picks, when it comes to the money, and I think a lot of Browns fans are like, okay, well, we'll see. There are two sides. I really do think that when we talk about this, we get split between the people who just are never going to like him. They firmly were entrenched on the side of the former quarterback. Not that those two actually went after each other or anything, but they were firmly with the other quarterback. They are never going to like him. And then people who just refuse to see any truth in whatsoever, where there's some good in there and there's definitely some bad in there. And then you add some injuries in there and it doesn't leave the sunniest outlook for a lot of Browns fans. And then I think there is the majority of folks who are just like, hey, man, just show me when you show me. I hope this works out. I'm going to hold my breath on this because we've already done so much. It's right there in front of us. If he can't play this year, if he can't play to his best level, I don't think there's really a chance that we're going to make the playoffs again with everything that happened last year. I think that that's a once-in-a-generation run last season, and we're not going to be able to make lightning strike twice. They're a good football team. They're well-coached. Kevin Stefanski's a good coach, but you can't expect that in professional football, for crying out loud.
So we're 100% in belief that it is soreness and not anything else.
Oh, right? Yeah.
But I just wonder how much is...
Yeah, I believe it's soreness.
The plan has been he's going to play in Seattle, and now we're seeing where the offensive line is, and maybe the offensive line's not 100% whole, so...
But
We start the...
Are you saying that this is...
We started everything early. It's a conspiracy theory.
Okay, but I thought about that, because I've had a lot of time since yesterday to think about that, and it's basically the only thing I've thought about was his health. If you think about this, if you would have said, hey, we've reimagined this, Jermaine Ifedi hasn't gotten left tackle snaps in a very long period of time, he's going to take left tackle snaps. However, we made the decision, we do not want to put Deshaun Watson out there. Now, immediately, you would say, what makes him more important than everybody else? Because that's what they all say when they play guys deep into games and regular season games. Remember, didn't Rob Gronkowski get hurt on like a field goal back in the day when the Patriots were up by like 40 and they're like, hey, we only have so many, but you also tell guys they're more important than others. We also live in a world of common sense. And I think that Jameis Winston lives in a world of common sense here where everybody knows what's what. And everybody knows that, yeah, you don't really want to throw him out there in harm's way in a preseason game. So that goes out the window. And would anybody be in any sort of a mode, would you hear my voice where I'm trying to say to myself, hey, don't panic, it's just general soreness? I mean, you can hear it in my throat that I'm a little bit nervous about this. Would I be anywhere near as nervous if they would have said, hey, Jermaine Ifedi's going to take left tackle snaps. We're going to put Jameis Winston out there. We're going to have Deshaun, even though we want to give him some reps. We want Jermaine Ifedi to get more reps at left tackle if we have to. We're working Jack Conklin back, which he was taking left tackle steps yesterday. We're working Jed Wills back. We'll get it figured out before week one, obviously, but we're going to have Deshaun play week one. There would be nowhere near the cautiousness in my voice had they said that, had they said, well, he's got general soreness.
I'm just thinking back
there
to
you go.
Brian Hoyer was on our show earlier this week, and he talked about needing to take some hits because you need to know how your body responds. You need to drum up some of that confidence that the rehab, that the work that you put in, and then that surgery was not only successful, but the road to recovery was exactly what it needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that is part of it. When I keep talking about confidence, I keep thinking about what Deshaun Watson must be feeling for him to, at this stage of the game, still experiencing soreness, and now it looks like if he's not going to play in that game, and I think we're all on the same page here, that's probably not going to happen now. given that, again, has not even had the full workload and is still experiencing the soreness. Maybe that's normal. It's just that they said ahead of schedule. Well, I don't know if we're ahead of schedule anymore. So when he gets out
Are we just on schedule now?
Right. Maybe that's the case. But that's still not
a bad thing.
That's still not ahead of schedule, which is what they've been preaching, which makes me think that when these guys say ahead of schedule, that means ahead of schedule, that means absolutely nothing going forward, because it's not like anybody is comparing day in and day out, minute by minute. Oh, the clipboard, the schedule, our itinerary for his recovery. He's a little bit behind here.
Played the wrong schedule game this year. We should have played recovery schedule game.
Apparently so. So I do wonder about what that confidence is going to be like when he's out there week one.
And next minute.
It's I don't care how great you've been in the past. I don't care whether you have played all of the games, or like him, I've been a part-time player now for the last 4 years in the NFL. I think that's going to be really tough.
And going on what Owen said, remember, he asked me, he goes, do you believe it's just general soreness? And I say, yes. There are plenty of Browns fans out there who do not believe it's just general soreness, and they think I'm lying to myself as these words come out of my mouth.
I've seen it. They think he's ruined.
There you go.
They don't think he's ever going to be good.
So
they don't think he's ever going to be the player he was.
The more time
That's the bad. The only good that you go off of the belief or not believing, right, is that they're just lying to us to cover up that he's not going to play on Saturday. But I mean, that's the best case scenario,
but that's
if you
worst.
Are against the belief that it's not truly general soreness.
But I think that that's the worst thing they could have said for all the reasons that I just illustrated.
But those are just words, though. Words don't mean anything on a football field when it comes time to play
football. Yeah, but I've heard worse than that. I've heard people say he doesn't want to play. Like
he wants to play.
He's got
problem if that's the truth.
He wants to play.
Yeah, I don't believe that, but they go over his actions. They go over his body language. My God, the body language doctors have been out and about on Deshaun Watson for a long time in Cleveland. So
he wants to play.
I don't know any way to be able to convince them otherwise.
216-474-0092. It's not even a question about Saturday. I just assume he's not going to play.
Yeah, I don't think I think he's out.
All right. So now we're just waiting on week one.
Because the way they talked about yesterday too was not like that was the plan yesterday. Like it definitely seemed like he was going to be taking those reps and then abruptly was not going to be taking those reps.
Of course, when it comes to conspiracy theories, if he doesn't play on Saturday, then you have 2 weeks for conspiracy theories to run wild, and that's just going to continue this. Where no one knows the answer. And I think that a lot of people, I'm telling you, Tone, I think a lot of Browns fans are just like, you know what, just show me, and then I'll have an opinion on it then, because this has been a very taxing emotional journey for everybody involved. And we're in year three of this. It's really time to put up or shut up. I got great veterans here who their window is going to close sooner than later. We got to get this thing figured out. Just get him on the field when he's ready to get on the field, and let's go from there. Now, I think that's where a lot of Browns fans are.
Now September 8th feels like it's as far away as February 8th.
It does, doesn't it? It does. Two more weeks seems like it's forever. Just a forever. Thank God for the Guardians. Except when they're trying to pitch to Juan Soto and Aaron Judge. Other than that, I'm pretty excited.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.